Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Straight Talk with Stan Macklin. We open up with change. It's a long time. It seems like change is coming, and change is happening every week. Yes, it is. You know, last week we talked about destruction. And again, I'd like to welcome you to Straight Talk with Stan Macklin and co-host Bianca Forbes. And here we are again, facing imminent destruction again. There was a powerful earthquake that hit in Mexico City, and which was a second one that had hit there. And it's just unbelievable what is happening. People don't know what to do. I think that we need to, as I gave some words of encouragement last week, we need to really take notice of all what's going on. We do. And rescue workers and volunteers search buildings in a Roma neighborhood of Mexico City that collapsed after an earthquake that hit on September the 19th. And that's from a previous one. What's going on? We just don't know. But I think that we need to understand that there's a lot that's going on that we need to be aware of, and we take so much for granted. We really do, and we should not do that. And not only is that also in news, the powerful earthquake that hit there in the city of Mexico, there's other things that are happening as well that we need to be aware of. And it seems like President Trump and the leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, is at it again. And Trump has just declared that he's on a suicide mission. Not that that's what he wants to do, but that seems like what headstrong Kim Jong-un is up to. They both have strong heads, if you ask me. And when you have two international leaders competing for the media attention with their threats, It's just extraordinary. Trump is threatening North Korea, and North Korea is threatening Trump and the United States. He even went on to go as far as to say that the fate of the United States is in North Korea's hands. Well, I'll say it like this here. Nuclear fallout is global. We don't know. And when a madman has the means to execute madness, there's nothing but casualties that is in the news. I'm not trying to scare nobody. I'm not trying to act like a pessimist. But I think that we just need to be alert to what's going on. And I put all peacemakers globally, wherever you listen, whatever you can do to exert some peace in the process of this madness, the madness must stop. It just brings back remarkable memories of when I was attending school in the 50s and 60s, and how we used to have these nuclear fallout drills. You literally had to get up under the dress or go in the hallway and put your hand in your knees like a building can't fall down on top of you. Can't you imagine what that done to children at that age and what it's doing now? And the imagery that is being projected, it's not healthy at all. So I'm calling on all peacemakers, local, regional, national, global, to exert your voice. Because even the scripture says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall see God. Now, I know nobody's hoping to get blown into heaven or blown into the presence of God, but it just seems like we ought to be able to promote peace, be able to not be so quick to promote conflict. We just need to work at that. And so, why can't we be about that? I think we should. What do you think, Ms. Bianca, about the threat of nuclear fallout between these two countries?
I think that it's so. I think it's extremely dangerous. When I think about Trump trying to do that, that literally exterminates a whole ethnicity of people, and that's crazy. Over pettiness between two men who can't settle their disagreements or agree to disagree. It's not fair to all the people who live there to die over something like this. It's just not worth it. And we saw from history that nuclear wars are just not a good thing. So I'm hoping that he changes his mind and maybe he becomes reasonable about the situation and rational. But I guess you never know. That's my thoughts on it. Stan? Okay, Stan, we're reconnected. Sorry to all of our audience members. We had a little bit of technical difficulties.
Well, welcome back to Straight Talk. That happens sometimes, especially when you're talking on the phone about international affairs. We had some technical difficulty, but my capable co-host, we was able to get things straightened out. We were talking about destruction, and we talked about that there's another seemingly verbal exchange of threats between the United States President Donald Trump and North Korea President Kim Jong-un. And this here is getting to the serious stage where sooner or later, somebody's going to stop talking and want to, as they say, put up or shut up. And these two hotheads, it just seems like nobody's going to give in. And I want to really challenge all the peacemakers from a local, regional, national, global perspective to start chiming in. You have a voice, and blessed are the peacemakers. And we have concerning the threat of a nuclear fallout. I remember as a student in the 50s and the 60s going to school and having to have nuclear fallout drills where we would have to put our head up on our desk and go out in the halls and put our hands in our head. And it was just crazy. And no child should have to live in that hanging over their head. And here's the nuclear proliferation has started all over again. It's just asinine. And I want to call on those global powers, such as China, Russia, to intervene and to speak to calmness in the situation. Because in a nuclear fallout, I don't think there could be any winners, nothing but casualties, and that should not happen. And I know that it seems like destruction is in the news all the time, and I'm not a pessimist at all. I'm not trying to promote any of this here, but I just want us to be aware and alert to the possibility, the strong, serious possibility of what could go on, what is happening. And we need to be aware of that. We really do. We shouldn't just take that for granted at all. And it's not just man-made destruction either. There was a earthquake that happened in Mexico. There was multiple deaths, downed buildings, after Quake Rock Central Mexico, and this is the second one that they've had hit in that region, and that's happening. And then there's the threat of another hurricane. We just had Harvey and Irma back-to-back, and now it seems like Hurricane Maria, is building up in the Caribbean to make its way to eventually hit in the U.S. So we need to be alert that there are some natural things that are happening, and I don't think we should just say, well, this is just hurricane season. It's just earthquake. I think that the Almighty is trying to get our attention, to be aware and to be alert to what's going on. And you can't just toss these things off like this here. What do you think about that, Ms. Bianca? We were getting into some conversation before we had that abrupt disconnect. But what do you think about that? Do you think it's something that we should just take for granted? They say that Hurricane Maria is scheduled to hit the USA. And so, anyway, what do you think?
Definitely not to get for granted. These type of things that we're seeing now, I mean, I know that people vary on their religious beliefs, but to me it's just signs of the end times. Wars
That's
and, like,
deep.
Rumors of wars and various natural disasters. So I think it's something that we should be precautionary to as people, and time to get our internal houses in order as far as, you know, getting right with God and our family and different aspects of life.
Now, you said something that's very profound. You said the end times, because a lot of people don't really believe in the end times. They just think that it's day by day and life goes on as it is. But I join you too in that same belief that we're headed towards something, and it can't be nothing but the end times.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the destruction that's going on, and cries of nuclear fallout and things, it just lets you know. And from what I understand, in the, especially in the book of Revelation, the end times is not going to be a pretty thing. Because if you're of the Christian persuasion, there's what is supposed to happen. It's called the Great Rapture. And the Great Rapture is the homecoming of Christ coming to get his people and to take them with him. And then, from what I understand, it's supposed to be nothing but a great tribulation here on earth. Well, something's happening, so something's leading up to something. Just like if you got enough sense to know that fall's coming, winter's coming, something's definitely getting ready to happen. And I don't know. You know, how can some of these countries take these massive weather destructive slamming of hurricanes in their country back to back? And I know that Puerto Rico is scheduled to be hit by Maria, and the Dominican Republic just was hit. So we don't know. What about when I talked about the cry for peacemakers? Because Trump gave a bold statement in his declaration. He said that the United Nations, now this United Nations was formed to be a cooperative peacemaking body amongst the nations, the world nations, and Trump warned that U.S. may have to, listen to this, totally destroy North Korea. Totally. Now, what does that say? I mean, the country's not that big as it is, but, you know, sometimes we take for granted the capabilities of just because you know, bigger's not always better. And as I said, I don't see how in the verbal exchange of nuclear fallout and threats, there's going to be any winner. I just don't believe that. I don't think that. I just don't, because we shouldn't be so naive, because in a sense, the world is here. The world has come here to America. And we don't know what terrorists have slipped in and may do. We don't know. We've seen that on the reflection of looking back at 9/11. What do you think about the call for peacemakers? We need peacemakers.
Yeah, I agree that it's time now for people and high powers in various countries to, I mean, honestly, rally against Trump and tell him what he's doing is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
To insinuate peace, because to annihilate a whole country of people is ludicrous and crazy, and it's not right. As I said before, over a disagreement between two men, so two people doesn't constitute millions.
That's so true. So true.
So I agree, definitely. It's just like kind of in like high school when someone's being bullied. It takes that one person to stand up against them and to defend them for people to stop. And then automatically at that one point, when that one person does that, everybody changes. So
yeah, and people are so, they're so bent on seeking revenge or trying to make a statement. And the statement they make many times is one that's not of a positive note, but is negativity. And that's just not good. It's just not. The effects of the atomic bomb and the hydrogen bomb that hit Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and World War II was devastated. Was devastated, and the overheating of the nuclear reactions of the nuclear plants in I think it's Chernobyl in Russia was just devastating. The radiation that effects of that was a catastrophe, and so we should not take these things for granted at all. Man-made destruction is enough, but when you put natural destruction or weather-related is bad in itself. But when you add some man-made destruction on top of that, that's not good at all. And so we have to appeal to as many peacemakers as we can arouse, who will rise up to the occasion and speak against this nonsense. Global powers such as China, Russia, they ought to be able to speak some calmness and some peacemaking language in the midst of all this taunting and threats, because that doesn't lead to anything, and it just doesn't. I know that, as you brought about in school, that has a tendency to go on. It's called bullying, and we shouldn't be involved in any of that. But anyway, I don't want us it just seems like there's so much that's in the news protesting. And, you know, don't forget, too, that in London there was a attack where two bombs, the British police have been arresting individuals involved in that. So there's just a lot of chaos that's going on. And we can't overlook it. You can't just act like everything is all horky-dorky and everything is okay. It's not. And we want to be able to make a difference. Do I have an answer? Yes. I want to encourage us to pray. To pray, because in the midst of all this chaos and racial injustice and weather destructive events that have happened, and global powers against global power, we sometimes seem helpless. So don't give up. Don't get discouraged. This has been Stan Macklin and Bianca Forbes with Destruction Number 2. And hopefully, without having any more technical difficulties, we can get into some more positive things next week, especially because that's what we need. We need hope, and that's what it's all about. So don't worry about what's going on. It's not the outlook, but it's the uplook that makes the difference. Have a good day, and remember that change is coming, but you can make it.
It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I hope no one's up there. You understand? It's been a long time coming, but I know.